Let's hear then what he also says about this. Is there any of you having an issue? Go to court before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? For a while he uses personal terms to reveal, discredit, and criticize their actions. He doesn't entirely undermine the practice of seeking justice before believers from the start. But once he's confronted them with many words, he completely removes any turning to court. In the first place, he says, if one must go to court, it would be wrong to do so before the unrighteous, but you should not go to court at all. He adds this later, though. For now, he thoroughly investigates the original topic, namely, they should not present matters to outside arbitration. Because, he says, how illogical it would be that a person who is in conflict with his friend should choose his enemy as a mediator between them. And how can you not feel ashamed and blush when a non-believer sits to judge a Christian? And if it's not right to go to court about personal matters before non-believers, how can we accept their rulings on other more significant matters?